It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Joining us this morning, Kit Wilcox and CeCe Wilcox. Kit, of course, opened Cherry Street Brewing Company years ago, had some experience in the restaurant industry, and now they are marketing this, and you can find it here locally. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, Kit, let's start with you. Let's talk a little bit about the history, how you came to open up Cherry Street Brewing Company and came up with the idea for Mudd.
All righty. Well, actually, I didn't open start Cherry Street. It was actually here. Jim Carter had been running it for 5 years, but it was an opportunity. I had been in the restaurant business 11 years down in Dallas, Texas. Wanted to move back to our hometown, move our family back here. And so I took it over with Jim, and Jim and I had a meeting and talked about, you know, some of our goals for the restaurant. Back then it was much more a bar than it was a restaurant. And my experience was in the restaurant business, although at restaurants that did serve alcohol, but more of the restaurant business. So Jim and I talked about a lot of things, how to make it more of a family place and more of a restaurant, and then we talked menu, of course. And one of the things we talked about was I said, you know, I've got this product that I've worked with in the restaurant business down in Dallas and different places that I've used as an ingredient in different products. But I said it's something I think would be a great appetizer item on a menu. And trying to describe it to him, said, well, it's a dip, you know, and, you know, pretty hard to describe something when you don't have it right there in front of you. And I said, well, I said, it's sort of like a mud, like a cheesy mud. And, you know, he was like, okay, that doesn't help me a lot. But. So anyway, we finally got him some product to taste, and, you know, he agreed with me, thought it was a good product. And so we decided to roll it out on the menu. Well, 5 years later, well, not that long, but in a short period of time at Cherry Street, it became our number one selling item, and actually was so popular within a couple years that the the teachers at the home ec classes were having their kids try and make it, you know, in their classes, and just became a fun thing. In fact, it's been interesting with CeCe as we've worked different mud samplings in the stores. You know, people come up and say, well, you know, I make mud at home. I've been making mud for years, you know. I said, well, you know, you're making, first of all, it's not mud. Second of all, you didn't call it mud until Cherry Street started calling it mud in 1989. So it just became a great thing. And, you know, CeCe and his mudder and his sister and I, you know, all served it, cooked it up, served it at Cherry Street. And then after we sold Cherry Street, we sold the rights to it because we had the name trademarked and everything. But after a period of years, and we would, for parties and had people over, we would go down to Cherry Street, buy it, and use it at home. Well, for some reason, at some period of time, I think, you know, when the restaurant closed for a period of time during ownership changes and such, somehow they stopped serving it. Well, we couldn't do without mud. So our family started making it at home. But our recipe that we'd made up was a large batch, 5-gallon batch. And so we always had some extra left over. And we thought, well, what do we do with it? We hate to throw it away. So we tried putting it in mason jars and freezing it in the freezer. Well, come to find out, you know, we tried after a month and a couple months and 6 months. And when you took it out of the freezer and heated it back up, it was just like fresh mud. So we realized that the product could be frozen, and that brought about the idea of, boy, you know, this would be a great thing to retail. So,
was there a secret ingredient to this? I mean, you lift all the ingredients on the container, so.
Right, right. Yeah, well, it is pretty complicated, and I guess that's probably why a lot of people have never, well, first of all, they didn't have the exact ingredients, but second of all, yeah, to make it at home or something is very difficult because you have, you know, 16 different spices that just go into the spice mix. And you know, you have a certain kind of grated meat and cheese and such. So, yeah, it's a pretty complicated recipe and not something that you just throw together in a few minutes, which is what most people like to be able to do at home, mm-hmm. Which is why this is such a great product for them because they can just take it, and in a couple of minutes have mud because you can just microwave it.
Yeah, and I thought I told you, Kit, when we talked last week that I had tried some last week. I'm like, okay, is it going to be as good? Oh my goodness! You think, okay, it comes out of the microwave. It's got to be different. Same thing. It was just absolutely outstanding. I mean, you duplicated it perfectly. Cece, let me move to you. It's so funny what your dad had mentioned about the fact that, and myself included, anybody around here that ever had it, if you make some kind of, I guess, queso dip for right. a better lack of a right. better term, everybody calls it mud. I guess that's probably pretty funny for you to hear people say that.
It is. It's very funny. I've done lots of samplings now, and not just Galesburg, Abington, and Peoria are the only out of the towns so far. And even in Peoria, there's people that have their own kind of mud dip, and a lot of times they're like, well, this probably isn't as good as mine, or my wife makes this, and you know, it's not going to be as good as hers. And I'm like, okay, you know, you can just try it, and if you like it, we'd be happy if you buy it, but. It's been interesting to hear all the stories.
Yeah, and I've tried. I mean, it's impossible to duplicate. Right. You can make your own that's, like I said, something somewhat similar, but you just absolutely can't duplicate it. Talk a little bit about the philosophy behind the marketing and how you came up with the ideas.
Okay. It is a unique product. I would say the spices are probably one of the most secret of the ingredients. The cheese is a very high-grade cheese. As well, that you I don't think you can buy in most stores, but behind the marketing, I mean the product, the packaging, of course, took a long time to get everything together. The story that's on the packaging that tells, I've seen that on a lot of products, and I think that's really neat,
yeah.
Especially local products, family owned products, where it comes from. I think that's neat, and the logo, actually a local artist. We've been working on this for, I don't know, talking about it for 20 years, probably working on it for 10 years, and for 5 years, been really hard working on it. But Josh Dixon is a local artist who collaborated with to kind of come up with this logo, which is the Kit's Original Mud with the chip behind it and the splatters. So he did a great job on that. And then our company that makes the containers, actually the coloring of the container that kind of pulls it all together. They really came up with that, which I really liked. And then all the USDA requirements, the label, the logo where it's produced, and all the things you have to say, how much is the weight is, and all the ingredients. I mean, that all is just is stuff that had to be done. You know, you had to talk to this person and this person. But as far as marketing it, you know, after we did all the hard work. Luckily, we were working with Hy-Vee, talking with Dave Rasmussen at Hy-Vee for years about it, and he was so excited. He's like, I can't wait till this gets in here. And finally, when we got everything done on our end, we met with him, and he was like, yeah, let's go. You know, you need to be in here in a couple weeks. I'm like, okay, well, I need to get to work because I hadn't put my first orders in for the containers or the meat or the cheese or anything. So. We kicked it off, you know, we use social media, Facebook, which has done real well for us, but I mean, we can't thank the Hy-Vees enough. They have been, so helpful along the way. He's given me information on other products in the store and how they're selling and where the price points are. That was an important aspect. I think we initially wanted to do a 1 pound container, but realized based on, well, cheese and meat costs are outrageous nowadays and meat's supposedly going to keep going up. But to get it at the price point that we wanted, which if you look in the store, most things are $5 or less. So to get there, we couldn't do a 1 pound container. We wanted people to feel like they could afford it. And we also wanted it to be an amount that was a good amount. You know, this serves about 2 to 4 people. So people look at it and they're like, oh, that's not much. But I've had a lot of people say, you know, once you open it up and you get to eating it, you know, it's a pretty good amount. In a restaurant, you probably get 8 ounces in most restaurants is about what you get. So this is 12. And a lot of times in a restaurant, 4 people, you know, are eating on that 8 ounces. So I think it works well. We have had a lot of people want a larger size, of course, which we could do. I'm looking into that. I'm talking to our people about finding a larger container that we can imprint on and make it look similar, or if not exactly the same, but just bigger. So that's, hopefully we can get something like that together. But right now, we're going with what we got.
those splatters are perfect. That's what my shirt always looks like when I eat it. I'm just saying, I'll hang it up with some. Talking with Kit and CC Wilcox about Kit's original mud.
Yeah, you know, I suppose from a distribution standpoint, there was a time years ago where you had to make a decision, okay, we're just going to be a local or regional thing, and maybe it'll take off a little bit from there. But now, as you mentioned, with Facebook and social media, you have the opportunity maybe to branch out farther than you would have had in the past.
Yep.
Depending on how people accept it.
And again, because of Hy-Vee, you know, it's just been, again, they've been phenomenal. You know, CeCe's already been contacted by stores in a couple other communities, from Hy-Vee managers from a couple other communities outside of Peoria and Galesburg. And so that's just been such a blessing. And the other thing, too, is, you know, when we decided to roll out, as CeCe mentioned, you know, the manufacturer in Peoria that we're working with to produce the product, it was a very much learning process, you know, for us as well as for him. When we started out, we really didn't want to promote it a lot because we didn't know what problems may come up. He's a smaller operator, which is why he, you know, agreed to work with us. The larger operators were like, you know. And so there were some production problems, equipment production problems in the beginning, too. And had we rolled out into a bunch of places right off the bat, we wouldn't have been able to produce product. We were running out of product in just the local Hy-Vees when we rolled out as it was. So
I'm just guessing, I don't know if you have any numbers yet, I'm guessing yesterday and the day before, last couple of days before the Super Bowl, were really, really good days for you.
They were.
Product.
They were, yeah. And we don't have direct numbers from Hy-Vee, but we know what we sold them or what they asked for, and that was a lot. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, we probably did at least 500 over the weekend between the few stores that that we're in. And I think to date we've done close to 2,500. Which is pretty good in just a little over a month's time, about 5 weeks or so. We're in six locations now. We're in both the both the Galesburg Hy-Vees, Hi-Low in Galesburg, Hi-Low in Abingdon, the Hy-Vee in Peoria on Sheridan Road, and then Echo Valley Meats in Bartonville.
Okay. And soon to be another Hy-Vee in Peoria, also out by Grand Prairie. I'm sure you'll be there too.
I would assume so. Yeah. They're still, they typically start talking to vendors about 2 months ahead of time. So I think they're supposed to open around June-ish, June time frame. I have been over to Bloomington. They have a brand new store open in Bloomington. That's going to be incredible because it's my first new store. Of course, I'm only a month into this anyways, but to see a new store roll out and how it all works is incredible. I mean, it's quite a show, but that'll be the biggest Hy-Vee in the nation, actually. And then I'm supposed to go to Moline store, John Deere Road Moline store this weekend. So, busy.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I bet. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but what is, it's just such a great idea. I know people really appreciate the fact that you're doing it. I'm guessing, Kit, like you said, you probably got bugged about doing this for years once people couldn't get it anymore in the restaurant. And it's like nobody else can duplicate it anyway.
Right, right. Yeah, we had a lot of requests, and it was, I guess, probably driven as much just by our family as anything, because we really had always thought that it's something that, you know, could go retail, and you know, one of those things where, you know, in fact, you know, again, I want to publicly thank CeCe for, you know, being the instrument that pushed it out on the shelves, because we wanted to do it, particularly the last 10 years. And it was just something that's so time-consuming, I couldn't get it done. And, you know, so CeCe finally stepped up and said, hey, you know, our family wanted to do it. And he said, I'll, you know, take the time and effort to get it done. And so, and he has done that. And it's a real compliment to him, you know, because we've seen the time that he's put into it. But it's something that... one of those things where, you know, if you had never done it, then you would always said, well, gosh, you know, what if? And so who knows where it's going to go, but it's certainly done great so far, and that's a tribute to CeCe and to the product. And I wanted to mention, too, you know, we were talking about sizing and stuff. For those old Cherry Street people that will remember, you know, we used to serve a cup or a bowl of mud. And just as a point of reference, the cup was 8 ounces and the bowl was 12 ounces. So what we're actually serving is the same as what used to be a bowl of mud, which was usually a group size, you know, 4 people or so. So
I was going to say, when I had mine the other day, it lasted me a couple days because I couldn't eat it all in one sitting. It's a lot.
It is filling, too.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you thirsty after you're eating it.
There's that.
Yeah. It's a good marketing
thing. Which is a good,
That's right.
And I don't know how much longer we have here, but I definitely want to thank all of the Galesburg customers, clients, just everyone has been very, very supportive so far, not just in the stores, but online. And it's great to be able to bring a product to people that they're so excited about and they support you so well. And so I can't thank everyone enough for that. And one other thing, too, we're in this testing phase of shipping some to places. So far, we've just friends and family, but we've shipped a couple different ones to Texas, one to Florida, and one to Virginia. And so far, they arrived good, and everyone was happy. So we might be looking down that road of selling online at some point. Of course, there's going to be some added costs in there for the consumer because it's of the convenience and the shipping a frozen product. But just something to kind of think about for the future.
Do you have a website or just your Facebook page?
Just a Facebook page, yeah. We'll probably get a website at some point, but I'll tell you, Facebook is nice because it's free.
Yeah, there's that. That is helpful.
There's a lot of startup costs, and so that's what we got right now.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. We really, really appreciate it. Again, Kit's Original Mud, available both Hy-Vees here in Galesburg, Peoria, High-Low here in Galesburg and Abingdon. Grab it off the shelves when you can because it goes quickly.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Here's mud in your eye.
You bet. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.